I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear.
Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Write to us at Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Robbie singing What Sin, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled A Short Life Serving a Great God, from Genesis chapter 2, verses 4 through 7.
It happened so long ago, and I cried out for mercy back then. I bled the blood of Jesus, begging to forgive my sins. But I still can't forget it. It just won't go away. So I wept again, Lord, wash my sin. This is all He'd say. That's as far away as the east is from the west. What sin? What sin? It was gone the very minute you confessed. Buried in a sea of forgetfulness. Thing you carry is a load of guilt and shame. You were never meant to bear them, so let them go in Jesus' name. Our God is slow to anger, quick to forgive our sin. So let Him put them under the blood, don't bring them up again. Just say, what sin? What sin? That's as far away as the east is from the west. What sin? What sin? It was gone the very minute you. Buried in a sea of forgetfulness. Oh, 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 oh. that's as far away as the east is from the west.
If you got physical hurting and problems and pain, He is your great physician. If you got emotional scars and you've been hurt emotionally, He will heal you. If you had mental difficulties, He will heal your mind. He'll heal, because see, this is the thing about God. He's a complete, total God for every need that you can face today. God just didn't save you and say, go get it, buddy. Good luck. No, He's with you. Amen. He's close. He's there. He's for you today. And thank God, if God then be for you, who can be against you? Amen. That's the promise we have from our God. So realizing this, this forming, this pursuing, this saving God today, He still desires to mold your life into what He wants you to be. Well, I'm going to be what I want to be. I got my goals and aspirations and plans, and I got it all mapped out. Well, I did one day too, and God gave me a better plan. Let me tell you, you're far better to go in the path that God has chosen for you, than the path that you choose for yourself. Because the paths of the flesh are dead-end streets. Hallelujah. But the paths of God turn into a superhighway of blessings. Amen, brother. I mean, you talking about being blessed of the Lord? He will bless you beyond measure. He will abundantly bless you. He will do great and mighty things in your life if you'll let this God have His way in your life. Praise the Lamb. Amen. So, who is forming your life today for eternity, friend? The world will mar you. And Jesus, He will work a miracle in you. God's intention is to make you into the image of Christ. In your life, you know, what are the roadblocks today that are keeping you from being formed into this image of Christ? You know, what are your hang-ups? What are your addictions today? What are those things that are keeping you today from being blessed of the Lord? Because God's just not going to arbitrarily bless you because you're His child. He's going to bless you because you love Him and you live for Him. Those things, those sins, those situations, those struggles that you face in life. Listen, those things must be removed. And there's only one way of removal, and that's through the blood of Jesus. Our God is a personal God. He gets close. He gets personal. The Lord God who formed us comes into your life. And thank God, you know, where the dirt is, and He desires, God gets His hands dirty in dealing with us, amen. But you go back to verse 7. There are two portions in this verse, and as I close, I want to show them to you. First, the forming. The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. Man is a corpse, a body, no life. I mean, God's formed him, He's laying there, and man, he's flatlined dead. There's no life in him. Until God stoops and breathes into this man, he's dead. Same thing in your life and my life. Until God stoops down and breathes eternal life into us, we're dead. Listen to the way Paul put it. He says, and you hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of the world, according to the prince and the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversations in times past in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God... Hallelujah. Say it with me. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love, wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. Quickened is interpreted, meaning Jesus has made us alive. There's the forming, and the second thing is the grace. Amen. Genesis 2:7, brother, it's God's grace written all over it. God so loved that He gave. And this is the new truth wherein the Old Testament fashioned this. And so realizing this, Genesis 2:7 shows us that without God's love and without God's breathing today into us a saving faith in Christ, we miss what we were created for. So therefore today, don't miss what you were created for. You were not created to try to get by, get through, hang on, and all the other cliche words that we use today that the world has developed that we today employ into our conversation. That's not what God created you for. God created you for greatness. That you can greatly bless and proclaim His power and His might and His miracles through your living today. Amen. You were created to be in fellowship with God. That purpose in your life cannot be rectified by anything you do. If you today have been delivered, saved, and today delivered by the hand of God, glory to God, you are in that position. God had to do it all. And God has done it through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So the sins we committed, God atoned for through the blood of His Son Christ. And so therefore, He did it at the cross. So Jesus died on the cross in place of sinners like you and I. So Jesus completed the work of God for sinful man. The only thing that remains is for you to believe it and to receive it. Today, you can turn from your sin and put your faith in Christ. God created you to be in fellowship with Him. So, .. are you? Are you in fellowship with Him today? God wants to help you today. But you've got to come to Him. For He said, all that will come, I'll in no wise cast out. He wants to encourage you today. He wants to lift your burdens today. He wants to change your life today. He wants to save your soul today. But the question all comes down to this. Will you come to Him today? He's close. Let Him speak to your heart today. Father, thank You for the time and season and the Word. Now, Father, we just come this morning knowing that Your grace is sufficient, that You are that supply of our every need. Lord, I don't know what need may reside in the hearts of people here today. Maybe it's a need of salvation. Are you saved today? Perhaps I'm not sure. I don't know if I am or not. Pray for me. Would you slip your hand up right now? I mean, I'm just asking you point blank right now. Do you know that you're redeemed? If not, today acknowledge that need. That's the first step in today coming to Christ. Then how about you today that are saved? Are you walking close to the Lord? Have you got burdens and needs in your life that needs solutions and help with? Do you need this closeness of God greater than you've ever needed it before? He's pouring out today His Spirit, His heart, and His presence today. Let us stand to our feet. Father, I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, whatever need may reside in any heart here today, there's hope. That hope is found in Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, right now in this song of invitation to come and, Lord, know that we have a God who's close, who's there, who loves us, and who will provide for us. Meet the need of your people today in Jesus' name.
Have you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program today? If you have, we'd love to hear from you. Write us a letter, Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, that's two words, Blue Ridge, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Or email our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, the letter A, then duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Thank you and have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.